Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 178 of the 80%. It's important to have goals as it gives us purpose and direction. But we often make the mistake of focusing too much on getting to the finish line that we risk burning out from all the effort. Today, we'll shift our focus towards building systems to transform the way we approach and attain our goals, and learn why systems are the key to sustainable and consistent success. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Si James Clear, na author ng Atomic Habits, one of the best-selling books today, and admittedly one of my favorite books in recent years, he says that goals are for people who care about winning once. Systems are for people who care about winning repeatedly. Napakaganda nitong sinabi ni James Clear because nakarelate ako sa mga financial goals ko, sa mga personal struggles ko when it comes to reaching yung mga dreams ko in life. And basically, ang dalawang components nitong sinabi niya is yung goals versus yung systems. It may appear that goals and systems are two sides of the same coin, both driving individuals toward success. However, a deeper understanding of this quote reveals the stark contrast between those who achieve sporadic victories and those who consistently triumph. Important ang meron kang goal, pero hindi enough yung meron kang goal. Dapat meron ka ring system on how you will achieve those goals. And when it comes to your goals versus your systems, ang sinasabi ni James Clear is you should focus more on your systems. Merong difference yan. Siguro may mga napapansin ka na tao or kakilala na parang swerte sa buhay, lagi na lang niya kukuha yung mga goals niya. Madaling sabihin na, ay kasi magaling lang talaga siya. Pwedeng sabihin na, ay kasi swerte lang talaga siya. Pero yung mga taong ganun, makikita mo, meron silang mga productive habits, may mga sistema sila, may mga lifestyles and routines sila na ginagawa na yun yung tumutulong sa kanila para ma-achieve yung mga goals nila, para consistent yung mga victories nila. When you are a goal-oriented individual, you are focused on a single win. Goals are the building blocks of ambition. Yan naman talaga. Meron tayong gustong gawin, meron tayong gustong bilhin, meron tayong gustong ma-achieve. Automatically, yun talaga yung goal natin. And ang sabi nga nila, dapat yung goal mo mataas para meron kang drive to achieve that. That is true. They serve as targets, motivating individuals to strive for something specific and measurable. Very important pa rin talaga na meron tayong SMART goals. Something concrete, something specific. Setting goals is a commendable practice as they provide a sense of purpose, direction, and a timeline for success. When we set a goal, we become determined to reach it, often employing dedication and hard work to do so. Achieving a goal can be self-fulfilling, giving us a great sense of accomplishment. However, goals have their limitations. They are by nature finite and typically centered around a singular event or outcome. Once a goal is achieved, the drive that fueled our efforts can dissipate. This is especially true when the goal was particularly challenging or time-consuming. People who focus solely on goals often find themselves in a cycle of setting new goals, each time expending massive amounts of energy to chase after the next fleeting moment of victory. Meron akong kaibigan na magaling siya mag-tennis, as in promising, and yung parents niya nga even nag-daydream na baka maging professional player siya, etc. There was a time na meron siyang specific tournament na gustong mapanaluhan. So, he worked hard, he practiced often, he really fine-tuned yung techniques niya, yung strategies niya, yung playing style niya. And nung first attempt niya at that tournament, he only finished third place. So, mas naging determined siya na mapanaluhan next year. So again, he worked hard, he trained, he practiced, and the next year, nanalo siya. After niya mapanaluhan yung tournament na yon, first place champion, in the coming months, sabi niya, pahinga muna ako. Napagod ako mag-tennis, napagod ako sa practice. Yung supposedly 2-3 months niya na pahinga, naging 5-6 months, 1 year, until he decided na, I think okay na ako. Parang nawala yung drive niya sa paglalaro. Siguro na burnout, yun yung term na lang na sinabi niya. Siguro na burnout ako doon sa 2 years na wala akong ibang iniisip kundi mapanaluhan yung tournament na yon. So yun yung limitation ng goals na sinasabi dito. Goals have their limitations. They are by nature finite and typically centered around a singular event or outcome. And kung talagang nahirapan tayo, talagang very challenging, nag-struggle tayo para ma-achieve yung goal natin, sobrang sarap ng pakiramdam kapag na-achieve natin yung goal na yon. Pero may tendency na right after, parang gusto natin magpahinga. Parang gusto natin munang tumigil. Yan. So yun yung problem kapag goal-oriented ang focus mo. On the other hand, kapag system-oriented, mas focus ka in being consistent. And yung consistency na yon, yun din yung magbibigay sa'yo ng consistent or frequent victories. In contrast, systems are not about one-time wins, but rather about creating a machine, quote-unquote, machine for consistent wins. A system is a well-thought-out process, routine, or methodology that guides your actions and decisions consistently over time. It is a framework for living, working, and pursuing your aspirations. Systems are not tied to specific outcomes, but rather to the process of improving itself. By establishing effective systems, individuals can ensure that they are consistently working towards their goals, even when the destination may not be immediately visible. Systems provide the structure needed to make steady progress, day in and day out, regardless of external circumstances. So pag system-oriented ka, yes, meron kang goal, pero yung time and effort mo, yung focus mo, yung energy mo, yung commitment mo is to create a routine, a process that you can do every day na as you do that more, it will eventually bring that to your goal. So mas maganda yung maging isang system-oriented na tao because there are actually a lot of benefits and the potential to achieve your goals, to achieve your dreams is higher. to further illustrate yung concept nung pagiging goal-oriented versus systems-oriented, let us illustrate that dun sa example ng friend ko na isang athlete. A goal-oriented athlete might focus solely on winning a single competition, pouring all their energy into training for that event. In contrast, a system-oriented athlete adopts daily routines, diet plans, and training regimens that build their skills over time. They may not always win every competition, but they consistently improve, increasing their chances of long-term success. So kung ang ginawa siguro ng friend ko, I'm not saying na ito yung tama, but what if ang ginawa ng friend ko ay nag-establish siya ng practice routine, tapos hindi niya masyadong pinorse yung sarili niya na mag-improve kagad. Hindi niya masyadong pinahirapan yung sarili niya to the point na talagang almost na mag-give up na siya. Ito dapat yung routine ko. Meron akong enough challenges every practice para mag-improve. And although ang goal niya is mapanaluhan yung specific tournament na yon, hindi niya dapat pinressure yung sarili niya na dapat this year mapanaluhan ko to. All or nothing. Siguro, what if nag-iba siya ng strategy na, okay, I will make each practice count na at least I will improve a little bit better each practice. So, in the long term, definitely, tataas yung skills niya hanggang sa, hopefully, manalo siya doon sa tournament. It could come in 3, 4, 5 years time, but still, ma-achieve niya yung goal niya. Ang maganda dyan, once na ma-achieve na yung goal na yon, since nakapag-establish siya ng routine na sustainable, meron siyang level of practice na hindi nakaka-burnout, then matutuloy-tuloy niya yon. Pwede niyang i-continue yon without feeling tired or lazy about continuing yung previous practice lifestyle niya. Which means, magkukontinue yung kanyang improvement sa game and eventually, pwede siyang sumali sa mga mas malalaking tournaments and probably even become a professional athlete. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How about putting this in terms of money? Ang illustration na gusto kong i-share sa inyo ay yung sa pagiging milyonaryo. Let's now look at someone who wants to become a millionaire. A goal-oriented person will focus on increasing their net worth to 1 million. So they hustle, they save, and invest as much as they can. On the other hand, a system-oriented millionaire is more focused on building multiple sources of income and automating their saving and investing habits. So kung gusto mo maging milyonaryo, mag-hustle ka. Hanap ka ng mga racket, talagang mag-iipon ka kahit na nahihirapan na yung budget mo kasi nga hindi ka talaga gumagastos. Minsan, nagsiself-pity ka na, naku, may gusto kong bilhin, may gusto kong puntahan or gawin. Pero, hindi, gusto kong ma-achieve yung 1 million, gusto kong makita yung 1 million pesos sa savings account ko. You could do that and I would say definitely you will achieve that given a few years, siguro 2-3 years, ma-achieve mo yon and it will really feel great. I know people who have done that. Ano nangyari after nila ma-achieve yung 1 million? They give a sigh of relief. Parang nabunutan sila ng tinik sa dibdib kasi sobrang saya, sobrang sarap sa pakiramdam na na-achieve nila. Nakita nila bigla, meron silang 7-digit figure sa kanilang bank account. Pero ang tanong, what happened after that? After that, syempre inspired pa rin sila na palakihin, nag-set ng bagong goal na 10 million para daw mas malaki na, mas mahirap. Pero it feels like that they are starting from zero. Bakit? Kasi hindi sila masyadong nag-focus sa building nung mga good financial habits nung mga system sila. So parang, okay, may 1 million na ako. Ano ngayon ang next step ko? Ano ngayon ang gagawin ko? Parang kailangan ulit nilang mag-re-strategize. And of course, that can be exhausting. You will be prone to procrastination and even some episodes of laziness. Pero what if nag-focus ka dun sa financial habits? Sige, ang gagawin ko, I will save 10% of my income or my salary every payday. Tapos, every week, I will study an investment. And if I find it good, I will put money in there. In the long run, pwede mo ma-discover yung cost averaging strategy and just follow that. Siguro, mas mabagal mo ma-achieve yung 1 million peso na net worth, pero once na ma-achieve mo yon, magugulat ka na lang siguro. Meron akong dalawa, tatlo na kakilala. Nagulat siya, uy, 1 million na pala yun. Hindi nila nalmalayan. Kasi mas focus sila on improving yung kanilang habits, yung financial systems nila. Nung na-achieve nila yung 1 million, it feels good also. May celebration. Pero ang maganda doon, marami na silang na-establish na routine na hindi na kailangan i-effort na i-continue kasi naging part na ng lifestyle nila. Naging ugali na nila na yun yung ginagawa nila parate. And true enough, improving their net worth or building more wealth was easier for them after achieving that milestone na 1 million net worth. The lesson here is really to focus more on building systems that will take you to your goals. Maganda na meron kang goal para alam mo yung direction mo, meron kang purpose dun sa mga daily actions mo. Pero, once na alam mo na yung direction mo, you stop looking at the horizon and start looking at your next step and studying ano ba yung habits na dapat ginagawa ko daily that will move me forward towards my goal. At nandun dapat yung major or dapat nandun yung bulk ng ating effort and energy. There are a lot of benefits when we focus more on being system-oriented. First of all, it is sustainable. Systems are designed to be maintained over the long haul, ensuring progress even when setbacks occur. Usually, ang mga systems, napakasimple niyan. Katulad ng pagsisave. I will save 10% of my salary. That's it. Wala na masyadong rules. So, mas sustainable siya. Mas madaling sundin. Mas madaling gawin. And you can definitely tweak it over time if you feel that you are up to a more challenging rule. Ngayon siguro 10%. After 6 months, gawin mong 15%. Then 20%. Before you know it, you're saving 30% of your salary. So mas sustainable siya. Katulad rin ng aking piso challenge. Mag-save ka ng 1 peso every day. Napaka-silly nung concept na nag-iipon ka ng piso araw-araw. Pero once na masanay ka na naglalagay ng piso sa alkansya mo araw-araw, mas madali siyang gawing 5 piso next time, gawing 10 piso next time, etc. So, it is a system designed to be maintained over the long haul or over many months and even years. Number 2, it fosters personal growth. Systems encourage constant growth and development. They are adaptable, allowing for learning from mistakes and making incremental adjustments. Katulad nga ng sinabi ko, ang sistema ko ay maglagay sa alkansya ng piso araw-araw. Later on, pwede ko siyang gawing 5 piso and then 10 piso. So it allows for incremental adjustments. Mas maganda maging system-oriented because it is also less stressful. The pressure to achieve a singular goal can be overwhelming. Systems relieve this pressure by shifting the focus from the outcome to the process, making the journey itself rewarding. Yung mga naka-achieve ng 1 million na net worth na mga kaibigan ko, nung sinet nila to 10 million na next target, nako, yun nga, meron silang feeling of overwhelm. Talagang tumatakbo yung utak nila, nako, ano na next yung gagawin natin, no? Parang may konting panic pa. But yung mga nag-focus sa system, ang naging mindset lang nila is, I will just continue what I was doing, but find ways to improve. So they already know what to do, they just have to find a way to improve them. So they're not totally starting from zero. Number 4, it develops resilience. Systems develop resilience because they emphasize consistency and adaptability. Individuals with strong systems can weather challenges and setbacks more effectively. Kasi nga, mas focus ka dun sa sistema mo, dun sa daily, weekly, monthly routine mo. Kung yung goal mo na sinet mo for yourself ay hindi kayang ma-achieve within the time frame na una mong sinet, less yung pain na i-accept na hindi ko to kaya, i-move na lang natin ng konti yung goal natin and I will just continue what I am doing. Isipin nyo yun, ang goal ko ay maging 1 million net worth or maging millionaire in 3 years time. Pag dun ko binuhos lahat ng focus and energy ko, I might do things na hindi sustainable. Siyempre, dapat legal yung gagawin natin. But yun nga, pwede akong kumuha ng mga racket, kung saan ako maghahanap ng income. I can invest sa mga highly speculative na mga investments, mga high risk, high return. Kasi ang goal ko is ma-achieve ko kagad yung 1 million within 3 years eh. Kapag hindi ko na-achieve yon, it will be very frustrating kasi binuhos ko lahat. Pero kung nag-focus ako sa system, okay, how do I do this? Paano ako mag-grow ng wealth ko? Ano dapat yung investment strategy ko? Ano dapat yung daily, weekly, and monthly habits ko? Kapag hindi mo ma-achieve yung goal na yon, pwede mong sabihin na, sige, okay lang, i-move natin ng another year yung goal natin, but I will find a way to improve yung ginagawa ko ngayon. The frustration is lower. And lastly, it is a versatile life strategy. So far, we've been talking about yung pagiging athlete and sa personal finance. But Being system-oriented, it can be applied to various aspects of life, from personal finance to self-development, from career growth to health and well-being. It is a versatile and holistic approach to success. For example, gusto mong mag-lose ng weight, meron kang target na weight. Yung iba, nagka-crash diet, di ba? Pinapagod yung sarili, ginugutom yung sarili para ma-achieve nila yung target weight nila in a span of time na sinet nila for themselves. You can succeed with that, but after mo ma-achieve yung target weight mo through a crash diet, what's next? You would probably go back to your previous lifestyle and gain back all the weight. But if you focused on how do I eat better? Ano ba yung lifestyle ko? Paano ko isisingit ang exercise? Then you will make small progress. It might take longer, but definitely you will achieve yung ideal weight mo. And once you arrive at that ideal weight, it will be easier to continue and maintain the lifestyle because na-establish mo na yung habits. While goals are undeniably important for setting direction and motivation, systems are the true champions of long-term, consistent success. Those who understand the power of systems recognize that winning repeatedly is more meaningful and sustainable than the occasional, short-lived victory that comes with achieving a single goal. By prioritizing the development of effective systems, individuals can create a framework for excellence that endures, propelling them towards enduring success. So ask yourself, are you chasing goals or are you building systems that will lead you to victory time and time again? And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.